The Sister Show, where the bond is so strong, everything flows. The Sister Show.
Guys, welcome to The Sister Show. Thank you so much for being here with us. Today, we are going to be introducing ourselves as your lovely hosts, and we are going to be telling you a little bit about ourselves. So today, I'm here with my lovely sister.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sienna.
And today, we are going to be sharing some fun facts about ourselves and some things so you can get to know us a little bit better. So, I'll go first. My name is Angelina. I am from North Carolina, but I was actually born in New York. My family is originally from New York, but we moved to the great state of North Carolina when I was about one. So, where are you from, Sienna?
Well, I'm actually also from North Carolina. When I was three, we actually moved to New York, but they lived up there for a couple of years.
Cool. How was it like whenever you moved up to New York? Did you like New York?
I liked it. It was just, like, really cold. And that's what I didn't like about it, because I don't like wearing pants, so.
Me too. I'm not really too big fan of the cold. But I do like the mountains, though. The mountains can be nice.
Yeah.
So, a little fun fact about myself is I love to go to the beach. I love swimming.
Me too.
So, where is your favorite place to go?
Well, it depends, because I actually love going to the beach, and like hotels are nice, and like the places you can visit is fun. But I also, we've been to Urban Air. We went to Urban Air. I love Urban Air. Like, it is so much fun.
Yes. So, dear sister, what is a fun fact you could tell us about yourself?
It's not really a fun fact, but when I was little, I think I was, like, 7 or 8. I was in first grade. I was in first grade when I started to play soccer. And it was one day. We had a championship. And I played one game. And I hurt my ankle. And I went home and I never played again. Yeah. And I was like, I wanted to play. Like, I didn't want to get hurt again, so I never played again. And then I was eight, and I played basketball. And it was not fun. My team sucked, and there was a tall girl on our team, and she wasn't that good either. So she kind of carried us, but I'm 5 foot. Well, now I'm 5 foot. When I was probably, like, 4 foot.
Well, it's okay. Take it as someone who isn't tall. Being short actually isn't that bad. It has some perks to it.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. I'm sure you were good at any sport that you did. For me, personally, I'm a little bit of the opposite. I am more so on the artistic side. Instead of, like, the athletic side. I love to sing and to act. I can draw a little bit, but I'm not the best at it. So if you're a drawer out there, kudos to you. I'm sure you're much better than I am.
Well, I'm in the middle of both. I love doing sports, and I also like doing artistic stuff. So when I was in fifth grade, I got artist that year. So a lot of people got that, but like I was one of the top artists at my school.
Nice.
So I wasn't that bold of a talker. So when I was in fifth grade, I got a reward for my art class. I got Artist of the Year.
That's really cool. That's a big recognition.
Yeah. I got a lot of awards. I got Artist of the Year, Music. I got a Music Award, right? Last year. No, it was last year. Fifth grade. I got a Music Award and a Art Award. And then I got
that's awesome.
I got most gross.
Excuse me. That's great. What is your favorite food? If you could pick.
Well, is it like categories like food, fruit,
anything,
dessert?
If you had to pick a food that you could eat every single day and nothing else, what would it be?
Pizza.
Mm-hmm. Also, I get that pizza's really good.
Like, if I could choose the type of pizza, like, I don't want the same pizza every day. Like, one day.
Change up the toppings.
Yeah.
Nice. What's your favorite pizza topping?
Honestly, I'm a bit of a basic person. I like pepperoni, and like most of the time, I just get plain pepperoni pizza or the cheese pizza.
Same. If I were to ever get a pizza, that would be my pizza. But me personally, if I had to pick a favorite food, I don't know how quote unquote healthy this is, but cereal. I love cereal.
Understandable.
So I could eat that every day. I am more so a plain cereal kind of person, so like Cheerios, Rice Krispies, Chex, like those are like my staples of those.
Yeah, that's another kind of way that we're opposites in. I really like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Fruity Pebbles, Cocoa Pebbles, stuff like that.
I do love those too, but I find myself more so eating the plainer cereals, but that's just me. I'm plain Jade. Another fun fact about me, I don't really like condiments, so I don't eat condiments on my food.
Me? Well, this might be weird, but the only condiment that I eat is ranch.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be a little...
A lot of people like ranch. Ranch, ketchup, and mustard, those are like the top condiments most people use.
I despise ketchup. I don't like tomatoes. I don't like ketchup. I don't like
me neither. Either.
Like, me neither. But then again, like, if something has, like, mustard, if something has mustard in it and I don't know, and if it tastes good, then I'll eat it. But if I know it has like mustard and even onion, if I know it has mustard or onions in it, like I won't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
It's nasty.
Well, changing gears here. What's your favorite TV show?
It varies. I like Nickelodeon, but also like, what is it called? But one of my, I have two, but if I had to pick one, it would be All American. It's on Netflix. It's such a good show.
Nobody kill me in the comments. Nobody rush me in the comments. I have not seen it. I am more so a, like, I guess you could, I don't know what, like, it's called, like, a Disney adult, I think. But I more so stick with, like, Nickelodeon and, like, Disney. Like, those shows, like, iCarly, like, those Victorious, like, those kind of shows. And then, like, I absolutely love, Stuck in the Middle. Stuck in the Middle is such a fun show.
It is.
It is also, like, such fun shows.
Yeah.
But my favorite overall would probably have to be Stranger Things. Stranger Things is a good show.
It is. It's a good show. You should
even though
All American.
Oh, I most definitely will. Did you hear that the first drop of season 4 of Stranger Things was released 2 years ago?
Was it really?
Yes. But that means when I saw that, Lily, my jaw dropped. I was like, it has not been 2 years.
It doesn't feel that to you.
Well, but hopefully we will be getting the new season soon.
This year, I think. Is it this year?
I always say it's probably not going to be till next year because they aren't even done filming, let alone them filming everything. And then,
especially,
Millie, there's different characters who have to go in for ADR. And they'll basically go back and, like, re-say, like, certain lines or added grunts or yells if it's a fight scene. So that takes longer. And then, obviously, they have to take time to edit everything. And then they won't release it right away either once they're done editing. So, well, I have to wait a little bit for that. But it'll be good. It'll be well worth it.
Hopefully.
I just hope, like I said, I just hope that they will have a decent ending for all the characters. It'll be a nice ending.
Yeah.
Like, theories out there, like, about how the show is going to end. And I hope it just ends nicely.
Hopefully.
So, do you have a favorite movie on those lines?
I'm not a movie person. But I really like scary movies.
That's gonna be fun.
So, bad pick a favorite movie. Yeah. First, another mini story. When you and mom, we went to the movies, and we were in the middle of it. It was like a scary part of the movie. And the alarm started going off, right? And it wasn't the fire alarm either. It was very scary.
It's okay. Whatever movie it was, it sounds pretty fun.
It was really scary. It was about like a teddy bear. It was like the teddy bear was at first, and
I saw the commercial for it where it was like, oh, it's like this sweet little teddy bear.
It's not that.
No, I think it is imaginary.
It is an imaginary teddy bear, so it doesn't imagine anything.
For me personally, I don't really watch scary movies. There's always certain ones that I do. I don't really like the gore, you know.
I try
and stay away from the gore and like the demonic stuff. I don't really care for that. So for me, if I would have to choose a favorite movie, I would probably say Disney again, but TVH movie is so underrated. Like, I love their story and all of how fun it is.
I don't think I've seen that. Done. We're about to end the podcast, but we're going to introduce our dogs first, and then we're going to end it, and maybe do another episode later. I don't know. But, so, I have two dogs. One of my dogs, her name is Hershey. She is three. I think she's three. She's turning four this year in June. So, happy birthday, Hershey. But, she's a brindle, pit, and lab mix. And she's the sweetest thing, but she can be a little annoying sometimes. And then I have, her name is Callie. I think she's actually turning 3 years old, so they're like a year apart. But her name is Callie. She is a Rottweiler. She's a Rottweiler mixed with something else. I don't remember what it was, but she's a Rottweiler. And I think she weighs at least 100 pounds. I know that.
She's a big girl.
Mm-hmm. Her nickname is Callie Lowry.
That's so cute. I love it.
Well, sister, go ahead and introduce your dog.
I have two beautiful dogs. I have a tiny one and a bigger one. I have a Jack Russell mini pin named Jax. He is now 8 years old. He turned 8 in May. Well, we're still in May, so earlier May. And we have a 1.5-year-old, we think is a red-nosed pit bull. We named her Sadie. We aren't sure of her breed because we did adopt her when she was about 4 months old. So we aren't exactly sure what her breed is. But she's beautiful nonetheless. We love them. They were meant to be in our family. We love them so much. Well, Spencer, I have a new addition to introduce.
Oh, yes, we do have a new addition. So, a couple of weeks ago, we got my nana's little dog. Her name is Chloe. She is in Chorky? I think. Hey, Chloe. I'm talking about you. Her name's Chloe. She weighs 4 pounds. I'm pretty sure she weighs 4 pounds. I think so. But she's still a little bit skittish because the people that my nana got her from found her with her mom, but they took the mom, and there was only two puppies. So they took the mom and the two puppies, and they got them bedded. And then we got Chloe, and they don't know how old she is, but they can tell she's at least a couple months old.
Nice.
Because she has, like, really sharp teeth, and, like, there's, like, claws for her, so.
Awesome, that's awesome. Well, do you want to do the Bible verse of the day?
Yes, I do.
I'll let you introduce that.
Okay, so at the end of every podcast, we're going to read a Bible verse. So today is Psalms 42:8. By day the Lord directs his love, at night his song is with me.
Beautiful, such a lovely verse.
Found that on the internet because I couldn't find one.
That's okay. That was a very lovely verse. Shout out to the Psalms. Psalms is so beautiful. They're actually little poems. They're really beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I think you guys is all we have for today. Thank you so much for sitting here and listening to us. It has just been us two sisters and two mics. We're glad you guys were able to listen in. Please come back. We will be sharing new episodes every Sister Saturday.
Yep.
Well, dear sister, do you want to say an outro? Do you want to say a goodbye?
So we are going to go ahead and end the podcast, but like she said, every Sister Saturday, there's two sisters and two mics, which is really exciting because it's the first episode. So I hope you guys liked it and got to know us a little bit better.
Yes. Well, then we'll see you guys in our next episode. Bye.